Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we are on a Thursday. Things are happening. March Madness later this afternoon. Heats up again. It'll be a wild weekend. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Our show yesterday had massive breaking news. Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, leaving the Chiefs. Alex Curry joining us. By the way, Drew Rosenhaus, 1 hour from now, Tyreek Hill's agent, will be joining us. How it all went down. It's a crazy day today. It was fun, though. This free agency stuff is fantastic.
It's been wonderful. Joy and I called it beautiful chaos on Friday. It's like we need it. We love it. We crave it. It's perfect for us.
Yeah.
Gives us something to talk about.
It does. Let's start with this. A lot of doom and gloom in Kansas City. I am seeing this morning. I just read a story. Oh, Tyreek Hill is irreplaceable. People are listing all the wide receiver draft picks in the last 3 or 4 years for Kansas City that didn't work out. It's doom and gloom. Well, first of all, dynasties, if they ever happen, never last as long as we think. So let's just start there. Cowboy dynasty, Jimmy Johnson bailed. Golden State dynasty, Kevin Durant bailed. Laker dynasty, Kobe and Shaq split. Yankee dynasty, guys got old, free agency. Seahawk dynasty, there was none. They couldn't get to a second. Even the Heatles. And that was a dynasty, right? Very, very close. 4 years, two titles, and in the end, they looked old. That last series against San Antonio, they got outplayed. They looked old. They weren't old. Boss wasn't old. LeBron wasn't old. Spoelstra wasn't old. They looked old. So this stuff never lasts as long as you think. And now this morning, it's, well, Kansas City's like Seattle. They got to a Super Bowl. They narrowly won. They got to a Super Bowl, an ugly loss. They'll never get back. They kind of feel like the Seahawks, right? Well, there's stuff around there that would make you think that. The division's now brutal. Andy Reid's almost 65 years old. I think they have the second best roster in their own division. Patrick Mahomes, in the last 2 years, has had prolonged six-game slumps where his mechanics go into the toilet. We knew that out of college. So there's a lot of things here that make you think Kansas City's in trouble. Pump the brakes. If you look at the history of dynasties in the NFL, you go back to Lombardi and Walsh and, you know, your Chuck Knoll. Now, it's a different time now. Jimmy Johnson, though, ain't getting closer. Bill Belichick, we have a new model for dynasties. Here's the three things you need. Number one, you have to have a really good quarterback who doesn't need to be the highest paid guy in the league. He's about winning. Joe Montana was about winning. Troy Aikman was about winning. Tom Brady's about winning. Aaron wants to get paid. So Kansas City has that. Patrick Mahomes has reworked his contract twice to be less of a cap hit. The second thing you have to have is you have to have a great coach. Lombardi, Belichick, Jimmy Johnson, Chuck Knoll, Don Shula. Every dynasty's had a great coach. You got that with Andy Reid, best play designer in the sport. And the third thing you have to have is what Kansas City did yesterday. You got to fall in love with winning and not players. Kansas City, they wanted to win. They made him an offer. But Miami, looking for glamour, looking for tickets, looking for excitement. When's the last time the team that won the offseason won the Super Bowl? Let's start with never. It never happens. Right? Like, so Kansas City has the three ingredients you need to be great. A star quarterback that isn't driven by ego and the need to be the highest paid guy will constantly rework his contract to help the team. The value you place is on winning. Don't fall in love with players. And a great head coach. But Colin, but what? New England went 10 years, early dynasty, late dynasty. 10 years they didn't win a Super Bowl. But those three fundamentals never changed with New England in that 10-year drought. Brady was never the highest paid. Belichick was still great. And they let go of players all the time. So nothing's changed. Kansas City will not, probably not, win the Super Bowl this year. But all the things, you go back to the early days of this league, you fall in love with players. The NFL now is giving you, college is giving the NFL 25 receivers a year. And what does, much like New England, what does this moment Kansas City have that New England always did? They have 12 draft picks. New England always hoarded draft picks. They have the most draft picks in the league, and they have this morning the most cap space. And the great coach. And the quarterback that doesn't need for his vanity to be the highest paid. Guy in Green Bay spent all offseason trying to get that. And he has no chance to win a Super Bowl because he's got no weapons. So this morning, doom and gloom. You have to have values in principles in this stuff. The history of sports always tell you there is a precedent and a road to continuing success. And in the NFL, quarterback with not a huge ego, great coach, don't fall in love with dudes. Fall in like with them. Fall in love with winning. Kansas City's fine. Now we talk about Miami. And one of the things that, this story broke yesterday as we were on the air. And so I talk about it. You go home, you digest, you consume, and you have, thoughts. It is possible, believe it or not, to have social media doesn't give you this option very often, but you can think two things at one time. And I've said, I do like what Miami has done this offseason as a franchise. They have pivoted from a defensive-leaning franchise to an offensive-leaning franchise. When Brian Flores got there, they went after free agents, Byron Jones, the corner, and Van Noy, the linebacker. They couldn't get their offensive line right. They weren't very good at receiver. They weren't very good at quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's almost like Flores is like, I'm going to get the defense right. And they did that. And they're okay. And now Miami, in the last 4 or 5 months, has said, no, the world's changing. So now they're spending their money on offense. Went and got two running backs. On Tyreek Hill. They draft Waddle. They went and got offensive pieces. Look at all. Quarterback, receiver, 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 running back, fullback, left tackle. The organization, I can think two things at once, has pivoted to the right side of the ball. Brian Flores, intensity. Defense. It's almost like he didn't care about quarterback. I mean, it's like Ryan Fitzpatrick, that's the answer. 19, 17 years, what? So this I love. They have pivoted the right side of the ball. The bad news is they got a great sports car, but they don't have the right driver. You can give me a Maserati. I don't know how to drive it. Fast. Couldn't make turns. Couldn't put me on a course. Tua's weak. Small. Not a great arm. Folks, they got a really fast wide receiver. Congratulations. That's never won the Super Bowl. Even Randy Moss in New England didn't win a Super Bowl with him. The fastest wide receiver in the NFL. Tell me the last time it won the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. I like the acquisition. I wouldn't have given up that many draft picks. I wouldn't have probably paid that much. But I get it, and I can think two things simultaneously. I like the pivot to offense. You've just got a really expensive chandelier in an empty mansion. The NFL's always been about four things. Owner, GM, coach, quarterback. If you're an A in all four, you can compete. Rams are an A in all four. They just won the Super Bowl. Dolphins owner, Dolphins GM, Dolphins coach. He's a rookie. No idea. Dolphins quarterback. There's no A's there. There's no A's there. But you got a really nice chandelier in the mansion. You got a really nice sports car. Who's driving it? So this morning, it's, oh my God. Wide receivers, folks. They're tools. Randy Moss, irrelevant in Oakland. Goes to New England. Greatest season ever with Tom. OBJ, Baker Mayfield to Stafford. Looked different, didn't it? They're just tools. You got to have somebody to drive them. Guess what? My kitchen has all sorts of things to make a souffle. My wife can, I can't. Right? We got the tools. I just don't know how to make it. She's more of a chef. She can. That's all wide receivers are. You don't have the protection. You don't have the quarterback. You don't. They got a rookie head coach. They got a quarterback probably not there in a year. They got a suboptimal owner. GM's fine, not spectacular, not terrible. But you're going to see what you're going to see very clearly with Tyreek Hill, because we have data for the last 3 years, Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. What you're going to see in a very good defensive division with Belichick, Robert Saleh, got all defensive coaches now, right? Better than average with Tua, a limited quarterback. You're going to see really quickly, oh, they're not getting the most out of Tyreek Hill, because you're going to compare it to the Mahomes-Tyreek Hill relationship. That's the comp. And so he's going to move to Miami, face Belichick twice a year with Tua, and face, you know, that Buffalo Bills team. They certainly haven't been able to beat Buffalo in recent years. And the comp is going to be, we're not getting enough out of him. So they're going to move off Tua. You know that. This is basically a move in a year to move off Tua. Because you're going to watch Tyreek Hill. The owner's going to go, look what I'm spending. Look what I have. Why aren't we winning more? Because you're not winning the division. So, yes, you can think two things. Love the pivot to the right side of the ball. You still don't have the culture and the pieces in place to get the most out of it. Kansas City will be better this year than Miami. The difference is Kansas City standards are the Super Bowl, and they could be out of that. Miami standards just get to the playoffs. I'm not sure they will. You can think two things at once. You really can. Dolphin fan today thinks the world's changed. No, you're just faster at wide receiver. That's never won Super Bowls.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Cowboys are hiring Brian Schottenheimer, recently fired by Jacksonville on our show a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be another one of these kind of game day, game planning coaches on the staff. It's been a really bad offseason for the Cowboys. Now, you don't have to win free agency, but a lot of good teams are getting better. And you got to have a plan. If you want to tank, tank, but it's a plan. If you want to get better, it's a plan. Dallas looks unprepared. Like, they showed up to class, there was a midterm, and they didn't study for it. So Kansas City just got 5 picks for their star receiver. A first, a second, 2 fourths, and a sixth. Dallas got 1 5th round pick for Amari Cooper. Now, I understand that timing is crucial in life, but the Cowboys sold their Apple stock, and a week later, they came out with the iPhone. Like, they missed. If they sold Amari Cooper today, if they traded him, they'd get a lot better picks. Some of it's timing. But I don't see a game plan by Dallas. Listen, there's like three groups to me in this offseason. The first group is, we know they're kind of rebuilding. Seattle, Atlanta, Houston. They're rebuilding. They're moving off players and getting a lot of picks. Seattle has been lacking quality draft picks for years. Unlike the Rams, who have draft picks and star players, they have a few star players. They've moved off Bobby Wagner and Russell Wilson to get picks. They're, especially with Russell, these are rebuilding teams. They're not winning the Super Bowl. They know it. I'm okay with that. It's a plan. Then there are the teams that are really, really good rosters, and they just made them better going and attracting stars. Cincinnati, massive upgrade to the offensive line. Buffalo goes and gets Von Miller, Jamison Crowder. Cleveland, a really good roster, gets a star quarterback. You know, again, Cincinnati, big upgrades on the offensive line, the primary weakness. Denver, great roster. Randy Gregory, DJ Jones, Russell Wilson. Chargers, Khalil Mack, JC Jackson. Raiders have knocked it out of the park. They lost a corner, but they've gone heavy offense and crushed it, plus Chandler Jones. So they want to win now. They got good rosters. These are, you know, all these teams last year, except Denver and the Chargers, you know, were playoff teams, and the Chargers and Raiders, Chargers could have been if they won their last game. So these are good teams. They want to win now. We added star players. Browns didn't. Let's go to the third group. The third group is, holy crap, this isn't going as we planned. Green Bay and Dallas. The difference is Green Bay has got a lot of picks and Aaron Rodgers. And they're in on DK Metcalf this morning. I don't think they'll get him. I think Kansas City will if they want him because they got, you know, let's be honest. They're a go-for-it franchise. Packers don't even have an owner. So Kansas City this morning can go out. They can go to the Hunt family and say, let's get it done, whatever it takes. Green Bay will have to have a board meeting and raise capital by selling stock. So my guess is Kansas City will get DK Metcalf. But Green Bay is in the running. According to sources, they've got a lot of picks, and they got Aaron Rodgers. Dallas is worse today at weapons. Those matter. O-line, that matters. And pass rush, sort of important. This has been a bad, bad offseason for the Cowboys. And they don't look terribly prepared.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
I watched, so there was a piece of video last night where two of my favorite people in the world, Udonis Haslam, longtime member of the Heat, and Eric Spoelstra, world-class coach. There was a moment last night in Miami where Jimmy Butler and Spoelstra had to be restrained. Jimmy Butler's a live wire. He's highly emotional. This is what I've been saying this about Miami all year long, is that they are not built to be a great playoff team. And it's interesting when this happened last night, but their two best players are Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. They're great energy guys and great athletes. They're not great closers. They're not great closers. And, you know, this highlights what Jimmy Butler is. He's a live wire, and he's great. He'll give you great effort on a Tuesday night in Memphis. But I don't buy this team at all as a championship team. I don't think they're as good as Boston, who's got a closer. I don't think they're as good as Brooklyn in the playoffs, who's got two closers. They're not as good as Philly with two closers. They're not as good as Milwaukee that's got two closers. Some nights, Drew Holiday a third. But Milwaukee, for years and years, everybody thought they'd win a title. And Milwaukee finally won a title when two things happened. Giannis hit 15 to 17 free throws in the finals, closed the game out, and Middleton had a 40-point game in the finals. Middleton, by the way, also beat Miami last year in overtime with a big shot. So Chris Middleton, who was always hit and miss in big moments, was much better in the postseason last year. He was a closer multiple times. Jimmy Butler's not. Jimmy Butler, in February and March, shot 10% on three-pointers. He's one of the worst fourth-quarter shooters in the league. He's an athlete. He's a live wire. He's a passion player. He's not a closer. That's the playoffs. Bam Adebayo doesn't create his own shot. He's a great athlete, great energy, great passion. He's not a closer. And so, yeah, fourth quarter this year, Jimmy Butler shoots under 40%. So simultaneously, Brooklyn now gets one of the world's best closers all year, and Miami illustrates last night what they are. Highly emotional. It's great in the regular season. You got to have closers. If you look right now, Memphis has a closer. Golden State's got a couple. Phoenix has a couple. Philly, Brooklyn, Celtics, Milwaukee all have closers. Giannis right now, second most fourth quarter points in the league. And he's doing that like 56%. So like he's an incredibly efficient closer. So, as I watch this, and I've seen Miami play, I work out about 4:30, 5 o'clock, so Miami's on. Their games are on. I get a lot of first halves for Miami's, and I get a lot of highlights of Miami. My takeaway is always Bam and Butler are really built for the emotion and the intensity of Riley and Spoelstra. I don't see them closing out games. I don't. I think what the Eastern Conference has done over the last couple of years, Milwaukee's two best players have become better closers. Kyrie's now available. Harden's now with another great closer. I don't think Miami's built for this stuff. Here's Eric Spoelstra after the game.
That's pretty clear. Like, we have a very competitive, gnarly group, and we're getting our asses kicked, and it's two straight games. We're not playing to the level that we wanted to play. You can use moments during a season to catapult you. You can galvanize together, you know, over frustration and disappointment, but we have needed a kick in the butt.
It is interesting that, to me, that sports keeps telling us what matters, right? Like with Kansas City losing Tyreek Hill, everybody freaks out. We have 50, 60 years of the way to build a dynasty in this league. Great coach, a quarterback that's great, that's not the highest paid quarterback, and you can't fall in love with players. That's the recipe. Don't freak out. Kansas City's going to be fine. They got 12 draft picks. Two first, two second. They'll find a receiver. It's another great receiver draft. What doesn't win is, hey, they got the fastest receiver. Do they have a great quarterback? No. Coach? No. GM? No. Owner? Not really. And in the NBA, people fall in love with all this regular season stuff. How many times have we said it? The NBA is two seasons. It's the regular season, and then the refs swallow the whistle, and you go to the playoffs. And if you do not have a closer, you have no chance at the finals. You have almost no chance to win the championship unless you have two closers, which is why I don't buy Boston. They have one. Jaylen Brown's good. I don't consider him an elite closer. Jason Tatum is. So between Harden going to Philadelphia, giving them two, Kyrie is now available. They have two. Middleton is elevated. So is Giannis. They have two. Forget the title. Miami's not getting out of the East. They're just, and he said it, we got a gnarly bunch of guys who play really hard. That's what Miami is. That doesn't win the championship if you don't. The Lakers were that too, but Kobe and Shaq were the two best closers at the time in the game.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Channing Crowder's a former Dolphin for 6 years. Great talk show host in Miami. good to see him again. There you go. All right. So the Tyreek Hill thing is exciting. Miami, the best Miami teams have always been a little glamorous, right? The best Heat teams, the best Dolphin teams. But when I look at the construct of this team, couldn't I argue they're still going to be primarily a running team? That the free eight, I mean, they went and signed two backs, Channing. I don't see them a high-flying offense. I think they'll use Tyreek Hill in a lot of ways, including jet sweeps and all that stuff. What is your belief what the offense will look like now?
It's going to be run heavy, and we are waiting for that splash. I wanted the splash of the Tyreek Hill. That's the splash everybody down in Miami was waiting for. But look at McDaniel. Look what they did out in
San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah, when he was out there. They're going to be run heavy. They signed a fullback. Who signs fullbacks nowadays? It's 2022. They're going to be run heavy, but that sets up the play action. That brings the eighth in the box. That gets one-on-ones to Waddle, Gesicki, and now Tyreek Hill, the most explosive, maybe not the best receiver in the league, but the most explosive player in the world on a football field. So it's going to be a heavy play action thing, right back to where Tua was in college now. Think about how Alabama ran their offense. So run first. Play action, that's what they're going to be. Signing Armstead, bringing in Connor Williams. They solidified that line a little bit. I want another fat boy now, Colin. I need some more fat people up front. But this is going to be a run-first offense, and Tyreek Hill gets one-on-ones, and nobody can cover the cheetah in one-on-one coverage.
Were you surprised that they were this aggressive? Five draft picks, a lot of money. Were you a little surprised by it? When you woke up, did you think this? Your first reaction was, oh, I saw it coming, or... Wow.
No, it was wow. Because it was wild that Tyreek wanted out. And then I thought about it. Devontae Adams just got all that money. And Tyreek said he wanted that bread too. But the Dolphins, to speak about money, the Dolphins had money. We knew they had the most, you know, salary cap money going into this offseason. Colin, you don't shop it at the dollar store. You got money, you spend money. So there's no reason for us to go to Piccadilly and have, you know, and eat at a buffet. We got a little money, Colin. The Dolphins had money. Let's spend that money.
All right.
Let's go out there and get guys that excite your fan base, excite your new coach, excite your owner who's won to win. Now, Stephen Ross, he's tired of this losing stuff. We heard some stories with him and Flores now. He's tired of losing. So, yes, you have money, spend money. You can't hide money. We say it in the league all the time. A guy gets a new contract, something's going to change. You have this much money, something has to change.
All right. Yeah, I can be a little frugal. All right, Tua's development. It's not fair to compare Tyreek with Tua and Tyreek with Mahomes. He's not going to drive the ball down the field. Can he help Tua's development? How is that thing going to work?
He will. He will for sure. On the field, now we know, like I'm saying, if he's in man coverage, throwing the ball, he's going to run those deep crossers. Him and Waller are going to be on the same side. Safeties are going to have, like, if you're on that track meet against the Dolphins this year, the safety has to back up some. You're going to open up space underneath. But just the knowledge of him, just working with Mahomes. And if I was Tyreek Hill, I would make Tua tired of hearing the name Mahomes. Hey, man, this is how Pat did it. Hey, this is how me and Pat work. When I hit that second window of the linebackers, this is how Pat did it. I would make Tua tired of hearing Patrick Mahomes' name when we're sitting out having lunch. Because Tyreek's seen success. Tyreek's a six-time Pro Bowler in 6 years now. That's junior Seau level of football now. So if you know where success comes from, get your young quarterback to be on the same page with you. But, yes, Tyreek is going to be open. Tua, get him the ball. We've talked about it before. I know you're not a huge fan of Tua, Colin. He's accurate. He threw the ball deep in college. I don't know why he forgot to throw the ball deep. He had no time last year, and now with Tyreek there, I think they can create those one-on-ones that everybody wants, and he can help Tua out a lot on the field, but also I think mentally this is where Tyreek can really step up, be mature, be the older guy, and sit him down and explain how things were done with a very successful Kansas City Chiefs offense. Let's bring a little of that over here to Miami.
Yeah, now expectations, as you know, expectations go up when you spend a lot of money. Is it fair to say with Tyreek Hill and Waddle, it is a make or break season for Tua now?
100%. 100%. They have two first rounders in 2023, and they have a hell of a quarterback class coming out 2023. Young's going to be in there from Alabama. They got some players. Unlike this year, you know, we'll see what happens with these quarterbacks. This is Tua's year. You have a new coach. We protected you with Armstead. We got in Connor Williams. I think they're going to sign another lineman. We got you weapons. You have, you know, arguably, if you want to go Waddle, Hill, you're going to have two of the best receivers, by far the fastest receiving core in the league. Go make this happen this year. We've given you time. It's your team. You know, we brought in Teddy in case it's, you know, it doesn't work out with you. But no, Colin, I think if our offense isn't in the high 20s, low 30s points per game and not in the teens like 1904 football like we were in last year, I think this will be Tua's last year with the Miami Dolphins, and they'll utilize those two picks next year to bring in the franchise, the next potentially franchise quarterback.
You know, it's interesting. Channing Crowder, former Dolphin linebacker, media sensation, obviously, in Miami. He's got a lot to say. The one thing I like about this, beyond Tyreek, is that sometimes in sports, we saw it in the NBA. About 7 years ago, it's like it became a three-ball league. You couldn't have two guys on the floor that couldn't shoot a three. You just couldn't. Yeah. You could not. It's like, okay, the league, it became a math equation. So what is happening in the league is pretty obvious, and this is what I like with Miami. And I loved Brian Flores. The rules are now, and the acceleration of the quality of quarterbacks at a young age and quality of receivers. The Dolphins have really, this offseason, pivoted the entire franchise to an offensive franchise. Fullbacks, receivers, backs, Gesicki extension. That part I like. Now, I don't know if Mike McDaniel, I don't know what he is. I mean, he looks like people that I used to go to college with that were way smarter than me. That's what he looks like. I mean, you see him at a podium, he's going 1,000 miles an hour. What do we know about Mike McDaniels? Can he make this, you know, cinch this thing up? What do we know about him?
We know he's funny in the media. We know he does great press conferences. We know he's emotional and excited and young. You know, he'll relate with the players. Like, the players are going to love him. But I'm with you. Like, Kyle Shanahan called the offense. I know he constructed it Monday through Saturday, but Kyle called it when he was out there in San Francisco. So we don't know much about him. I love that he, like you said, he brought in his entire new offense. He re-signed Durham Smythe. He re-signed Gesicki. Brought in Tyreek. You know, I think they might get rid of some guys, actually. Raheem Mostert, brought him in. Comfortable with him. Chase Edmonds. If somebody gets divorced, I don't want to move into your house that you lived in with your ex-husband. I want a new house. Let's go get us a new house somewhere. And that's what Mike McDaniel did. He has reconstructed this entire offense. It's on his shoulders. I know when he got the job, it was make Tua good. Make this offense a competitive offense like you're talking about. We're shooting threes now. We're not shooting twos anymore. Don't give me the Tony Sperano field goals every time. We're shooting threes now, baby. So I love that McDaniels constructed his offense the way he wanted it. But, yes, the comparison to NBA is exactly what it is. I'm an old-school defensive guy, 2000 Ravens, 2002 Buccaneers. Colin, I love those teams. You cannot do that this day and age.
Can't.
If you're not scoring 28 a game, you're not going to have a chance to win. And if McDaniels can do that, to answer your question, that's what he has to prove to all of us, me, you, and everybody in the world, that he can call, construct, and execute a successful offense in this league. And they trusted him. They trusted him with it. Stephen Ross, Chris Greer trusted him. So let's see what he does when Sunday comes around.
Channing Crowder, Mark Hochman, great radio show in Miami. You're a handful, man. I love your energy. And I thought you brought up the really smart point here. It's very funny. They went out and got a fullback. So Tyreek Hill, it's wonderful, but what you said is true. They're going to look like San Francisco. They're going to want to pound the football. They went out. Mostert is a bully. They bullied up this offense, and that's being understated because we're all paying attention to Tyreek Hill. But Channing, I love having you on. It's great seeing you. Continue to kick butt, my man.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me. Enjoy now. I know you big time now. You know, holler at a player every now and again.
Joy is off today. It's Alex Curry, but we get exactly what you're saying, Channing.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Bobby Wagner is visiting the L.A. Rams. And this is significant because Bobby Wagner's really good, and there's a lot of bad teams that would spend money on him so he could spearhead their defense. He wants the Rams. Why? Because he's about winning. That's not a priority, or at least the number one priority for all athletes, and I do not hold that against them. Kevin Durant left the Warriors. Winning was not the priority. Playing with Kyrie and his friends was. Aaron Rodgers. Winning is not number one. He likes to make money. He's no dummy. By $50 million a year, Aaron Rodgers knows that limits your general manager. He's a 13.5% cap hit. Matt Stafford's about winning. He took less money, and now he's only a 6% cap hit. Tyreek Hill wanted to get paid. You don't leave a better GM, a better coach, a better quarterback if it's about winning. Now, he's already got a Super Bowl, and I got no problem anybody choosing Miami for anything. It's a great place to live. I totally get it. No state tax, beautiful water. You're never going to get criticism from me moving to Miami. But you know, everybody, broadcasters, CEOs, athletes, they'll tell you what matters. And I'll never, ever, because I have a long career. I can do this for another 20 years. Professional athletes have, basically, in the NFL, you make your big money in your second and third contract. You don't make, even if you're a number one pick, you don't make the big generational money until your second or third contract. And a lot of guys are like, I got a ring. I'm going to get paid. I got no problem with it. But like Bobby Wagner to the Rams, I think he could get more money other places. Bobby wants to win. He won early in Seattle. He knows how much fun it was. The last 3 years have stunk for him. He wants to win again. Doesn't hurt that he's from California. And by the way, LeBron James is an example. I love LeBron. LeBron went to Miami to win. LeBron went back to Cleveland to win, but also rebrand his image. He hated being a villain. He didn't move to LA to win. They had a terrible roster, a weird front office, and a wonky ownership situation. There were way better places for LeBron to go with great young players and win. He didn't move to LA to win. He moved to LA for the LA economy, which is the fifth biggest in the world, the California economy. In the world. Fifth biggest economy in the world. He moved here for our economy, for the tech, for the entertainment business options. He didn't move here for winning because he'd already won. He won in Cleveland. He didn't go to Miami for any other reason. It wasn't a money grab. I want to win. Cleveland, he wanted to win, but it was really about he was tired of being a villain in the eyes of everybody. And he did win. LA was not for the win. He wanted to win, wasn't the number one thing. Kevin Durant to Brooklyn, it's not about winning. It would be great to win. He may think he can win, but you don't leave a dynasty and think, yeah, I'm going to win way more. You don't leave Steve Kerr, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Bob Meyer. You don't leave that thing, I'm going to win way more. I'm not criticizing athletes. My career lasts a long time. Theirs, you got to make your money in your second and third contract. And this is a sport where people tackle you. So your careers are not very long.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
DK Metcalf, there are a lot of discussions this morning that Kansas City, the Chiefs, and Green Bay are interested in Tyreek Hill. So he's not the best route runner in the NFL. He's not. He's going to be temperamental. Not my favorite quality. Yes. But he has 29 touchdowns in 3 years with a conservative offense. So there's no body, literally, there's no body in the NFL at that position like his. Big, strong, 6'4", 235, arguably the second fastest player at wide receiver, maybe the second fastest NFL player to Tyreek Hill. He's a very unique athlete. And again, this is a conservative offense. He's got a little bit of a Dez Bryant that I didn't like Dez Bryant's routes. I thought he was too temperamental. But in the end, he got into the end zone a lot. And I think DK Metcalf is going to have a better career than Dez Bryant because I think he's going to end up with Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. And he just started his career with Russell Wilson. So I think he is very interesting to me. He's a unique body. Also, both Kansas City and Green Bay are great fits for him. They both need him. They both have offensive coaches who can scheme him open, and they have good culture, so they can withstand. I mean, he's somebody that's got an opinion, and he can be temperamental, but he's really, really good. So my guess is that Kansas City lands him because Kansas City has an owner. And I know this sounds silly, but this has been one of my misgivings about the Packers, is that Kansas City literally can go to a member of the Hunt family, Brett Veach, and he could just say, get him. Green Bay, do we have to hold a meeting? Do we have to hold shares? Do we have to? Can you just go get him? Can you make a decision today? If you start looking at a lot of these teams that are going big in free agency, they're rich owners. They're aggressive owners. The Rams, Stan Kroenke, richest owner, aggressive. Buffalo Bills, What have they done the last couple off seasons? Aggressive owner. A lot of these people going out there, like I think, by the way, Pittsburgh, although it's not like marquee names, good ownership, got right after it and had a plan. You know, some of the more, I will say this, I think more of the Raiders today than I did a year ago. They have been wildly aggressive. And my guess is now, remember, last year coming off a pandemic, you know, Vegas had a new stadium. They were trying to find more parking spaces around the stadium. Now they're flush with cash. You know, the gambling money, the TV deals, it's not a pandemic. It's sold out crowds. The Raiders made the playoffs. So now the Raiders are flush with cash. And Mark Davis, to his credit, has gone big. He's gone big on his coach, big in a pass rusher, big in a wide receiver. So I think Kansas City, Green Bay, I think that he would work with both. I think he, now, Green Bay is more desperate than Kansas City. They have Hardman. They got a great tight end. They've got, you know, they've got complimentary. Green Bay just desperately needs. And I see DK Metcalf as a 1A or a really great 2 or a lower end 1. I don't think he's in the DeAndre Hopkins class. I don't see him as that. Cooper Kupp, he's not that consistent. But he gets into the end zone. He is absolutely should be Green Bay's priority 1. It'll be interesting, though, if they get beat out by Kansas City. Because Kansas City wants him, but isn't quite as desperate. They're not quite as desperate. It also tells you, think about this, Seattle got 2 firsts, 2 seconds for Russell Wilson. Another pick, later pick. So now they move DK Metcalf. They're going to get at least a first-round pick. My guess is they'll get like a first, you know, Tyreek Hill kind of changed the market. They got 5 picks for Tyreek Hill. My guess is you would have gotten a first for DK Metcalf. Now you probably get a first and a third for him. So Seattle is full rebuild mode. We lost our 2 best players. We got good safeties, a nice left tackle. We're moving off DK Metcalf. If they do, they're going with Atlanta, full rebuild mode, getting a new quarterback this or next draft. My guess is Seattle would prefer to get one this draft. Atlanta's looking to next year.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.